Some analysts think that news from the war on terror could decide the presidential election, but President Bush shows no hint that he's willing to leave his re-election bid to events that are beyond his control. He's in the midst of a five-day cross-country campaign swing. Yesterday, he was in Florida. Today, the president takes his campaign to New Mexico and Arizona, and NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling along with the president. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Steve.
So before the president started his campaign swing, he made an important decision. He nominated Congressman Porter Goss to be the new director of the CIA. What is he saying about that choice now that he's campaigning?
Well, campaigning in a Republican area of a swing state, Florida, the swing state perhaps, the president spoke of Goss as a Florida congressman and a good Floridian chosen to head the Central Intelligence Agency. He praised Goss's credentials and was not hesitant at all about raising the issue at a campaign event. There are complaints from some of the president's critics, certainly, that just the naming of Goss less than 3 months before the election does politicize this in ways that are inappropriate. And in some ways, it does say to Democrats who might oppose Goss that they challenge his nomination at their own political risk in an election year.
Well, Goss is one of the lawmakers, Democratic and Republican, who are considering what to do about the nation's intelligence agencies, whether to restructure them, whether to name a national intelligence director. What is the president saying now about that?
The White House didn't say a lot on that yesterday, except that the president looks forward to working with Congress on the details of that new position, that new national intelligence director. The president has not supported two things that the 9/11 Commission has called for, though. That's having that national intelligence director work out of the White House and giving that person budget authority over intelligence agencies. So there are certainly details and battles to be fought there. The question did come up yesterday as to whether naming Goss now is just a prelude to naming him to the national director's job later, and the president's spokesman said he couldn't rule anything in or out on that.
So the president not saying too much about that, but he is saying a lot about John Kerry's position on the war in Iraq.
All day yesterday, the president trumpeted what he calls another Kerry reversal on the war. In recent days, Mr. Bush has been using his campaign events to pose a question before the crowd for John Kerry. Knowing what Kerry knows now regarding the failure to find weapons of mass destruction, would the senator still vote to support the war? Now, Kerry this week said yes, he would vote to support the war, and he stresses that his answer on that is consistent with what he's always said. But the president in Florida, in the town of Niceville, in Pensacola, in Panama City, is calling that statement another inconsistency. The president told a crowd last night that after months of criticism from Kerry, the senator now decides he does support the war. And in a very mocking tone, he says thanks to the senator for clearing that up. Now, the Kerry campaign has reacted immediately, calling this a huge distortion of Kerry's position and what he said, that he's been consistent on this, that he supported standing up to Saddam Hussein, and that the issue is how the president went to war without a plan for peace and without proper equipment for troops and without a real international coalition.
Kerry's a Vietnam veteran, of course, and I guess the president had a Vietnam veteran with him as he campaigned yesterday.
Arizona Senator John McCain. And McCain does a couple of things for the president. First, he's an immensely popular figure. He's a folk hero to these crowds. He gets huge, thunderous applause. And the president at one event said it helps to have McCain by his side. Now, some of that's certainly because of McCain's own military service record, but mostly it's McCain's appeal to independence. It's interesting, though, to recall what a bitter rivalry the president and McCain have had.
And we'll have to stop there. Don, thanks very much. That's NPR's Don Gagne.